Well, it's been more than 20 years since that outbreak of mad cow disease that infected humans and led to the culling of millions of cattle. Now, a related disease is causing concern in the U.S. It's a deadly neurological disorder that's spreading among deer, elk, and moose populations. At least 22 states and two Canadian provinces have reported cases of chronic wasting disease. It's also been detected in Norway and South Korea. Right now, scientists think people are safe from CWD. But some new studies are causing concern, as Sam Brash from Colorado Public Radio reports.
That's the sound of Patrick States cooking dinner for his wife and two daughters. They live in North Glen, Colorado, a town about 12 miles north of Denver. And on the menu tonight, venison steak with mashed potatoes and a whiskey cream sauce.
If you're eating red meat at our house, it's venison, either deer, elk, or antelope.
That's why the States skip the butcher counter at the grocery store and just eat what they hunt.
We each have our specialty. Actually, the girls made some elk tamales this morning, but we use it in spaghetti, chili, soup, whatever.
But that meat hasn't been inspected by a government agency, and it comes with a risk: chronic wasting disease. The disease was first observed in Colorado in 1967. It causes a slow but certain death in deer, elk, and moose. Humans have never contracted it, but scientists worry that could change. Over dinner, I ask if anyone has seen the disease up close. Hunter States, Patrick's eldest daughter, says she has.
My first time running across it in person, it was my first elk hunt.
This was outside of Craig, Colorado. Snowy hills, sagebrush, and she was able to get just a few feet from a female elk.
And that's just not normal.
State says she squared up and took a shot.
And she dropped right away. My dad and I went up closer to her to find that she was really skinny, like you could see her ribs.
So they had the animal tested.
And sure enough, it came back positive for CWD.
The family threw out the meat. The steak on the table now, though, it came from a deer in an area where CWD is present. And Patrick States did not get it screened for the disease.
Right. Like with her elk, it was obvious something was wrong with that animal. But if it's a big, healthy animal, I don't see any reason to get it tested.
To take the approach of if it looks healthy, it probably doesn't have CWD is absolutely wrong.
That's Matt Dunphy. He runs the Chronic Wasting Disease Alliance, a collection of wildlife conservation groups that educates hunters about CWD. And he says animals with the disease rarely live long enough to show any signs.
Usually other factors will remove the animals from the landscape, things like predation, things like car accidents.
Which is why he says hunters should always test animals from areas with CWD, even though it's not known to be a problem for people. Federal and state health officials know that by monitoring death records in Colorado and Wyoming, CWD's original epicenter. So far, they haven't seen an uptick in human conditions that could be connected to CWD, like Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. But Dunphy says that doesn't guarantee people are safe.
Shy of locking up a handful of humans in a room and feeding them infected deer, we're probably not going to get that hard answer that we're looking for.
Dr. Mark Zabel is an immunologist at Colorado State University.
Yeah.
And he studies the things that cause the disease, called prions.
Prions are an infectious agent that replicate themselves without a genetic blueprint.
Older prion diseases like mad cow have evolved to infect people. What worries Zabel is CWD is young. It's only been known about for 50 years.
Which leads us to believe that it's only a matter of time before a CWD prion emerges that can do the same thing and infect a human.
And people might be more vulnerable than scientists thought. A recent Canadian study found monkeys contracted CWD from eating infected venison. It's the first time a primate is known to have gotten the disease from meat. Back at dinner, I run that study by Patrick States.
I mean, does that change your thinking at all about it?
No, I would want to see more studies.
And his daughter, Hunter, is on the same page.
You know, everybody went out up in arms to learn about mad cow disease, but this is really similar and nobody's really done any research on it.
So the family's made a calculation. They see the risk, but until scientists demonstrate it's real, they're not ready to change how they hunt or what they eat. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Brash in Denver.